So our nine's paying 150 figures, and a mistake on the release date. Pokemon O's at trend, and some unrelated news. Sit back and relax, because we can 90 stars right now. Whoa, my, that was a pretty long week. Off we had that, but we're right back to Minson's here with other Disney Week in Lightning. Sorry if this episode's it's a little bit late. We're just finishing catching up with our AFW Anime Festival Wichita covers. And yeah, since that time is an end, we had a long Disney Week in Lightning. We'll cover 5 stories from 9 days of coverage, so we do not give you your best anime stories of all time. And we start off with the NK Hobby website we built on Sunday at the Soar Online, the movie on Sunset anime film will premiere in over 153 years in Japan. Pre-order tickets on sale on July the 16th and comes with a V2 size poster. AMS America presented a new English subtitle trailer for the film during Anime Expo on Saturday, July the 2nd. The film will open in Japan next spring. AMS will also confirm that the movie is opening overseas. The film's new all-new Renzo story takes place at the Dima for Rosario arc, which was the final arc in the TV anime second season. Orenzo Night novel author Rei-K Kawahara is writing a new story for the film. Tomohito Ito is returning from the 2 TV anime series and the anime special to direct the film at A1 Pictures. Shingo C is also returning from the TV anime to design the characters based on AMEC, ABEC's Lorenzo character designs, and Yuki Kar E. Yura is returning to score the music. Hopefully we have Nisa and Air Alley and some songs. We have to be things there. Meanwhile, if you're a big fan of Pokemon O, please do Pokemon O nearly, because police in Ovalian, Missouri, arrested 4 teenagers suspected of using a beacon in the Pokemon Go smartphone game to lure players into armed robbery on Sunday. Wow, we talk about Neil. This is a Neil story. Now, the Franklin, Missouri Police Department posted a press release on Facebook explaining that police have responded to a report of an armed robbery found the SS in a BMW and recovered a handgun. A press release further explained, quote, it is believed the SS targeted their victims through the Pokemon Go smartphone application. Police believe that, close quote on that one, police believe that the SS have been involved in nearly a dozen armed robberies, not necessarily using Pokemon Go. Though officials at Pokemon Go did not confirm this story as of this release, I think they are condemning it based on the details on there. Authorities charged 3 of the teenagers, ages 17, 18, and 18, with first-degree robbery and armed criminal action. Dewey Island authorities held the forces at age 16 in custody. No names will be released in this one, but hey, we're NATO, we want to keep everything above board. Now had to go to our standard text card string. Oh, on my way, the Pokemon Go app launched in several countries last week. Meanwhile, anime distributor Rice Incorporated and anime producer Sunrise Incorporated are excited to announce the upcoming releases of Gundam Recon Uchida, RECONCUISTA, NC, and Mobile Suit B Gundam Collection 1, Gundam Reconquistas NC will be available on Blu-ray, and Mobile Suit B Collection 1 will be available on Blu-ray and DVD on October the 4th of 2016. About the resolution in C, the new era begins, the tournament era as the universal century has ended. Now mankind looks towards prosperity and peace in the new era known as the Randale Century, RC. One of the most important resources in this era is the Capitol Tower, a space elevator with towers over the land connecting Earth to space. Its purpose to transport the photon batteries the Earth relies on for power. It is worshipped as a holy place. Tasked with protecting the tower one day on a practice mission, young Captain Dark Cadet Bayade Sinman is attacked by a high performance sea self mobile suit. Despite having never before encountered the sea self, he feels a strange connection to it and its pilot, a space pirate called Aya Surudon. Note that Ray knows he has about to uncover truths and whisks an entire window. Sensory, this is Retail's first. This Blu-ray is retailing at $74.99. It is 650 minutes long. It is TV-14. Audio is in Japanese LPCM stereo. Subtitles are English and French, so 1080p, 16.9, free count, and artist specifications and content will be subject to change. About the mobile suit feed after stars causing terrible pollution on Earth, humanity begins to colonize space. In the current era, mankind has become fully adapted to life beyond its home planet. But just as on the surface of Earth, humanity has begun to live its history of war in space. It is the universal century, year 153, the Sarkane, CANSCARE Empire, which rules almost all of Psyche 2, has declared its independence from the old government, the Hollow and Corrupt Earth Federation, under the decision of creating a new space base, or it has been an invasion of Earth and Port Carsarilea, the illegal residence area in Eastern Europe. Where Sarhan Kashakti, Karen, K-A-R-E-E-N, live is no exception, as they are caught in the fight between the Sans care and the opposing resistance organization, the Nissan Militant Tire. Fate draws Uso and his friends into the middle of the battle. Uso wants with all of his heart to protect those around him, so he becomes the pilot of the Victory and gets about to experience firsthand the absurd reality known as war. Format on this one is Blu-ray. $74.99 is the retail price. 650 minutes. TV 14. Subtitle is English. That means audio 1080p. And for the DVD, it is $59.99. Wow, that is nice when you're. And it is 650 minutes, TV 14 English. Video on this one is 4x3. Yeah. This quality for the DVD is 5. The Blu-ray is 3. And Mount Rysev, 1987, found in Rysev is among North America's largest publishers, distributors, and retailers in the anime marketplace. Is one of the industry's original pioneers. Along with the video, and Sunrise is a famous one for use of the Mobisuit Gundam and the season close series of the Gundam franchise, as well as Cowboy Bebop, Esophon A, Code Geass, Carmine, and many more. My way, they are now sponsoring this video. That's for FTC guidelines and for 15,000 needle imports. And we have more so on online news. If you're thinking about the oops, here's the oops. The advanced ticket ace for the Aeon, A-O-N, cinema on Ansi, E-A-I-N-I-C-H-I, theater in Osaka. Briefing news for our online movie on social anime opening date on February 18th, 2017. As a Sunday, of Ace, no longer missed the film. The trailer first debut anime as well earlier this month and did miss a spring 2017 release. Some anime, nominee the Precure franchise has missed the February month's date as spring. The film will pay them about 150 figures in Japan and AMS America confirmed its release overseas. AMS describes the original story. In 2026, 2 years since the SAO incident, a new thing called the Lorenzo Serra, a augmented reality MMO is becoming popular amongst the players. The strange things are happening in the game, and Kito and the game are facing a new danger. A brand new story creator created by the original author Ray Kawahara and the guy Tomohiko Ito. So our online movie on sale is coming to the U.S. in spring of 2017. The film's return cast includes Yoshiki Tsuzu, Yoshitsuzu, Bata Tsukoka as Kyoto, Haruka Tomatsuzu as Austria, Ria, he, I, ka, as city, ka, I, Hakan Hase, as Nisbet, Biduski, Sawa, he, zero, as Sion, and Hiroshi, he, Ika, as kind. The films. On the original story would take place after the Marvel Rosario R, which was the final art depicted in the TV's anime second season. Lorenzo Knight author Ray K. Kawakawa is writing a new story for the film. Tomohiko Ito is returning from the first two series and anime special to direct the film at A1 Pictures. Shinzo Aisai is also returning from the TV anime to design the characters based on Abe's Lorenzo character design and the raw, the key visual above. And Yuki Kahara is returning to score the music. And if you think anime stories are fun, try having something that will talk around entering into politics. In fact, this is our last story for this edition. And it is about campaign news, so here's the thing. If you're a camp, if you don't want to hear this, jump ahead to the end where I did the closing commentary. Alright. The smartphone named Pokemon Go has become a social phenomenon in America and Australia. Since its launch on July 6th, many out tens of millions of aspiring Pokemon trainers to test Pokemon and Maladies of the streets and other places. Since locations like Pokestops and Pokemon Inns attract crowds, the campaign of American presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has used them as places to register voters in the key battleground state of Ohio. As they added moments, the name is most need offer among millennials, a route with lower voter turnout, yet disappointing in kind towards Clinton's Democratic Party. Clinton also referred to the name as a Y-N-N-A-N-N-A-N-D-A-L-E, Virginia, on July the 14th, working it into a pledge to provide more apprenticeships for young entrants into the labor market. Now here comes the fun part. Meanwhile, Clinton's rival on the Republican Party ticket on Trump used the name to mock her on a Facebook post by presenting her as a Pokemon with a combat power of 1 and a Pokédex, referring to her as a quote career politician, close quote, destined for unemployment. The name is renamed Crooked Hillary No, in reference to Trump's preferred marker for Clinton, Crooked Harry. Pokemon Go has an estimated 21 million paid users in the United States, and thank God I am not one of them, and is the game with the most active users in the United States thus far. It is on track to surpass the number of users on Snapchat. Wowee. If you ask a social media site, you are in famous lands. And that is all we have for this week's this is a Weekend Nightly. We hope you enjoy this. If you want more Weekend Nightly, make sure you like us on Facebook at facebook.com/IkeFastPunchAndFuse. You follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/HFSPMB. You subscribe to us on YouTube, search Ankerfast Points and Views, or search for Weekend 19, watch the Weekend 19 video, and while you're in at subscribe. There are apps which I'm telling you Season 2 is still currently available for free in the Windows Store in the Weather Ankerfast Points and Views app. And our AFPVUS app, our Prima app, which is starts at $2.99, you get not only all the past Ankerfast Points and Views, and the extras, and the extra Ankerfast Points and Views stuff that we don't put in the free app, but also, here's the also part, we put last season's Weekend 19 in there, so you can enjoy as much of the Weekend 19 as possible. Till then, this is Ankerfast saying, we'll see you next week for more edition of Weekend 19, and if you're a Big Brother Ankerfast Points and Views fan, we are back on Friday from the long break of Anime Festival Wizard Talk. Goodbye.